Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alec, Vivek and Em with your 8am Zlines. In local news, animal cruelty cases in Queensland have been prosecuted less and less in the last 3 years after laws were introduced that required the RSPCA to get approval from the Department of Primary Industries. In the 2021 to 2022 financial year, the RSPCA prosecuted 238 cases. That number has dropped to 9 for the most recent financial year. The requirement for DPI approval has slowed the process down and made it so that there are no real consequences for animal abuse, according to an inspector from the RSPCA. "It is such a convoluted process now that there is no real justice," they said. Louise Floyd, an associate professor of law at James Cook University, said there is a disconnect between the goal of the RSPCA and the goal of the DPI. "The RSPCA's whole reason for being is animal welfare, whereas the whole reason for being of the DPI is the commercial use of animals," she said.
And after literary magazine Mianjin announced its September 2005 closure due to financial pressures, the journal is set to return to Brisbane after an editorial board at the Queensland University of Technology was appointed. The magazine closure was met with immediate backlash and disappointment over the ending of a vital platform for showcasing emerging Australian writers and poets, and its position as a training ground for publishers and editors since its 1940 launch. QUT is set to appoint an editorial board and editor to ensure the ethos of independence, values and standards continues well into the future, following the announcement of a Creative Australia grant fund for literary journals, offering between $15,000 and $50,000 to support local literary communities.
Darwin's traditional owners feel bulldozed by an ambitious solar farm's approach to conservation. General hydrogen company Total Energy's H2 has filed an application to federal court seeking a determination that would extinguish any native title claims over the proposed facility near Darwin. This application is part of the company's approach to build 25,000-hectare walk-walk solar farm, which will be developed in stages on pastoral land at the Kulpinai station. If completed, it will be the Australia's largest solar projects. The project is based on the traditional lands of the Woolner people in the Humpty Doo, on the outskirts of the Northern Territory's capital. With the active application by the solar company to invalidate native ownership of the land, Larrika and Woolner man Nigel Brown, a lawyer and a traditional owner of the Northern Territory, is doing everything from it becoming a reality.
And there are concerns that a University of Sydney-based institution used artificial intelligence material to lobby for a $20 million gambling education fund. The Our Futures Institute evidence review on a youth gambling study sent to David Pocock referenced false reports and findings as a background to a budget funding submissions to deliver preventative gambling education to 15 to 20-year-olds. Although the Our Futures Institute director referenced errors as arising from the use of editing tools, Pocock expressed deep concerns for a significant public funding request that appeared to be slop written by AI. The Our Futures Institute stated that the Commission has reservations about the benefits of school-based gambling education funding, a platform amongst state and territory curriculums, although evidence proved that the review referenced non-existent studies and exaggerated statements. The Institute is set to share corrected versions with verified background material and references as soon as possible.
In international news, American actor James Van Der Beek has died at the age of 48 after being diagnosed with colorectal cancer in 2023. His wife Kimberly announced in a post to Instagram that he had passed peacefully this morning, meeting his final days with courage, faith, and grace. Van Der Beek is most well known for his starring role as Dawson Leary in the late 90s and early 2000s coming-of-age drama Dawson's Creek. In September last year, the Dawson's Creek cast reunited to read the script of the pilot episode to raise awareness for cancer and honour Van Der Beek. While Van Der Beek himself was unable to attend due to illness, he was able to send in an emotional video message. The 48-year-old star leaves behind his wife Kimberly and 6 children.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with possible showers near the evening. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 35. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. Do watch out for flood warnings tomorrow as they've been issued for parts of southeast Queensland. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.